Today we join our brothers and sisters in a special celebration, a celebration of recovery, and celebrating the Celebrate Recovery ministry here at Freedom Church. We appreciate Grayson Norris and his leadership, and he shares the vision of Celebrate Recovery and the wonder of what Jesus can do. Thanks for watching.
I appreciate you singing that song, Red Letters, because you came over singing it on your own, but if I could pick any song to sing before I speak this morning, it would be Red Letters, because I have to thank God every day for the Red Letters, because without those Red Letters, there's no way that I would be where I am today. You know, it wasn't but about 8 years ago that I remember first walking through those double doors, a very broken man, addicted to drugs, alcohol, pornography, low self-esteem. My life was in shambles, and I was invited to this church. And like the fear we talked about earlier, I was consumed with fear. I was very afraid when I first walked in that door. But I'm glad that I did, because I know that this church and the men that come alongside me that wouldn't give up on me saved my life. Because I do know if I would have continued down that path, there's no way that I would still be living and breathing today. So for the ones that stood beside me, you know who you are. I don't have to name you. I want to thank you for what y'all have done in my life to help me get as far as I have come today. I know last week we was talking about me being Pastor Grayson, but I don't introduce myself as Pastor Grayson. That's why I wear blue jeans this morning, because I'm not a pastor. I'm just a ministry leader over Celebrate Recovery. But what I am is a recovering addict, an alcoholic, and broken person that Jesus Christ has come into my life and restored me. And he put a call on my life for Celebrate Recovery many years ago, and I answered yes. I pushed my fears to the side and I answered yes. My first 3 years here within the church was a struggle for me. I remained abusing drugs and alcohol and things like that. I hadn't fully surrendered myself to God yet, but Tim and Patrick and James and Justin, they wouldn't give up on me, and they stood alongside me and carried me through those hard times until I finally decided that I wanted to get my life straight. And I originally found Celebrate Recovery online. There was at Northside Baptist Church, was the only Celebrate Recovery that was in town at the time. I tried some other secular stuff, and it just wasn't getting me in a Christian. It just wasn't feeding me what I needed to be fed, because I knew that steps are great, steps are wonderful, they are life-changing, but I know Jesus Christ is the number one thing that was going to restore my life. So I got involved with Celebrate Recovery originally over at Northside Baptist Church. And as soon as I got into that ministry, I knew within my heart that God wanted me to be a leader in this ministry and bring this ministry over to this church. And I remember coming into Tim's office after my first or second time over there. I said, Tim, we've got to have this ministry here at this church. But like I said, I still had about 3 years of struggling I went through before that would, you know, actually happened. And it took 3 years for that to come to pass. I went through several relapses. I went to jail. I almost went to prison for 10 years. And one little story that I wanted to share right before we started Celebrate Recovery, a lot of people don't know this, is I went through something, this is about 3 years ago before we got started with Celebrate Recovery. And I had made the decision that I was going to go back to my old lifestyle. I had texted a drug dealer, and I was waiting for him to come to my house. And this was after I had gotten in my trouble, and I had gotten out of my trouble, and I didn't end up going to prison. I only had probation and all that stuff. And as he was on the way to my house, I was sitting on my porch. Now, I don't have a lot of stories where I know God has really showed me things through physical things, but this is one of those stories. I was sitting on my porch, and as I had the dope man on the way to my house, and I was sitting there contemplating that I was going to make this decision after being sober a year and a half. You know, first thing that happened was a sheriff's deputy drove by the front of my house. It's going down the road. And I laughed it off, and that don't mean anything. Then a Georgia Department of Corrections detail bus drove by in front of my house. And I said, no, God, that ain't you telling me something. You're not telling me nothing. And then an 18-wheeler rode by. It was white. I remember just like it was yesterday. And he had three blue crosses on the door of his truck. And I said, okay, God, that's three signs. And I ended up sending a text message and stopping what I was doing. And I remember 2 days later, I was on my same porch thinking to myself about, you know, almost making that decision. And I had my head down and I was just thanking God for it. And I raised my head up, that same white truck drove by the front of my house with the three crosses on it. And I knew then that God had a serious call on my life. And what is so crazy about it is literally a week or two later that me, Pastor James, and Tim all met about starting Celebrate Recovery here at Freedom Church. And it was like another week or two later that I met my lovely wife. Amen. So if I would have took that path, there's no way that any of this would have been possible. God could have used somebody else, but I would have messed up what he had called on my life. As we begin to get started with Celebrate Recovery here at Freedom Church, my vision was not only to reach out to the community, because it's very important that us as a church body reaches out to the community to help them with their struggles, but I wanted to reach within the church body, because I knew for a fact that I sat in that pew for 3 years, broken and sick and in need of help. And with as many people as we have here today, I know there's still others that are still struggling. None of us have it all together. Just like Tim said, I wanted to come and take my mask off today and be honest, because we all need to be honest. And what's so funny about it is I remember last week, Pastor Randall, when I came in, he shook my hand. He always asked me how my heart is. Sometimes I tell him it's good, sometimes I tell him I'm struggling. But he made a comment and said, you know, there's more lies told in here than anywhere else, because we all walk in and we all shake each other's hand, how are you doing? And everybody says, I'm doing fine. And the truth and reality of it is, we're not all doing fine. We all are recovering from something. That's my main thing with Celebrate Recovery. It is not just a drug and alcohol problem, a program. It's for people that are in need of healing. And every last one of us here are recovering and need healing from something. So my challenge today for the church body is that we all come together and that we remove our mask and that we begin to recover and have healing in our own lives. So then, therefore, we can reach out to the community and help all the ones that need us. But we also need help within ourselves. And trust and confidentiality and accountability all comes in to play with those things. And, you know, I think about a few people that I've seen come through this ministry and lives that have been changed. Like Adam was talking about earlier, I know where he's come from and I see what God has done for him. I remember the first meeting Flash come to. He sat beside me in small groups looking like a deer in headlights, scared to death. Wouldn't say a word, but he got a hold of the program and I seen God save his marriage. I seen it bring sobriety into his life. And I seen the brokenness that was healed. And I know that there's many more of us that need that. And there are a few things that I want to go over that Celebrate Recovery is, so we can get an understanding of the ministry, that it's just not drugs and alcohol. One thing that we deal with is depression and suicide. When Justin came and shared his testimony, one thing that really stuck out to me, as he said, you know, as his sister committed suicide, he went through that, and he told me, he said, when somebody commits suicide, what they're doing is they're taking their problems and they're putting it off on everybody else. Because the family will never get over that. The friends will never get over that. It's never the answer to the problem. It's just pushing the problems on to somebody else. We deal with anger. That's something that I struggle with. We deal with anxiety. I struggle with anxiety. We deal with grief, people that have lost loved ones. We deal with codependency, which in AA they call that Al-Anon. But in Celebrate Recovery, it's codependency. It's people that are not the addicts or the ones struggling with the problem, but they're married to the person that's got the problem or related to the person that's got the problem. We've dealt with people with gambling addictions, food addictions. A big one has been divorce and marital problems. I've seen people come in that have went through a divorce and worked through this program and have found healing through that, but I've also seen many couples restored because of this ministry. And I know for me that this ministry and my personal relationship with Jesus Christ is what has saved my marriage, because I too have had marital problems. So we're not alone in this. We deal with fears. That's the number one thing. It's the root cause of a lot of our issues, is fears and insecurities. I've been a fearful person my whole life. I've always worried about what people thought about me. I've always been insecure and I've always tried to perform for people. We also deal with pornography. I used to struggle with pornography. I went and looked into the statistics of pornography. 68% of men that are currently involved in church admit to watching pornography on a regular basis. 50% of pastors that are involved in church admit to watching pornography on a regular basis, but we don't talk about it. We hide it. We're afraid of it. We're scared of it. But when we shine light upon it, we can find healing through that. I've also had a lady that come in. She came through Celebrate Recovery because her daughter was sold into sex trafficking. And she used Celebrate Recovery to help her with that. I've dealt with the sexually abused. I've even dealt with the people that were the ones that did the abuse. It's any hurt, habit, or hang-up that we may be struggling with. And like I said, we all are broken people, and we all can work together to be able to reach out and not only have Celebrate Recovery within this church, but in the community. So I try to teach honesty and transparency because it sets us all free. If we are honest and come along beside each other, we're not only helping ourselves, but we're also getting the tools to reach out to a broken world to help them by using the power of Jesus Christ, because that is what is number one. There's one thing I want to talk about that we do the first Tuesday of every month is we pass out chips. And these chips represent people's clean time, surrender time, and we celebrate that every month. And me as a ministry leader, I have to sometimes check myself and look within my life, because I can get so caught up in serving others that I lack in some of the things that I'm doing, and I have to recognize things in my life that I need to work on. But this blue chip is a surrender chip. It is the first chip that people pick up when they come in to Celebrate Recovery, whether it be a part of their life that they're surrendering, whether it be a relapse, whatever it may be. But this Tuesday night, we had a chip ceremony, and me, being the ministry leader, I felt led to pick up a blue chip for myself, because there are areas in my life that I know that I need to work on and do better at. I need to be a better father. I need to be a better husband. I need to be a better friend. And I realized that, and I recognized some things within myself over the past couple of weeks that I need to work on. So I wanted to be honest and transparent with my CR family and admit those things. And I picked up a blue chip, and Pastor James, my accountability partner, gave me that Tuesday, and I appreciate you, James, and all you have done for me. But once again, I want to challenge us as a church body just to be not be pious, but be honest and open. Like I said, Celebrate Recovery meets every Tuesday night. What we have going on down there is very, very, very special. Praise and worship, testimonies every other week, recovery lessons, small groups, all those great things. And they really can help anybody with any struggle that you may be having in your life. I'm gonna close and call the band up, for they're gonna lead us in a altar call song. If everybody would stand for me, please. The last thing that I really want to close with is Celebrate Recovery is based off of 8 principles and 12 steps, but the number one thing that it is based off of is Jesus Christ. And I know that if I did not accept Jesus Christ, I would not be where I'm at. So I would encourage you today that if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you would do so.
You may find yourself dealing today with a hurt or habit or hang-up, an addiction that has had you bound for weeks or years. Whatever the case may be, we invite you to trust Jesus and find deliverance. Join us any Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in our youth building behind the church for Celebrate Recovery. We look forward to seeing you there, and thank you for watching and listening today. God bless you. Have a great week.